It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska Update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we're visiting with Bo Mathewson on the Leopold Conservation Award. Bo?
Doing things with an eye to conservation makes good economic and environmental sense. We also realize that everything is connected, you know, from the smallest microbe to insects, all the way up to large predators, coyotes in our area, deer, and humans. And in our operation, this improvement of natural processes has come through developing water resources and fencing so we can use a rest rotation grazing system that generally mimics the way that native ungulates graze range. And it took our family many years to develop our resources and to be able to use this grazing system. But since we have greatly improved the productivity and species composition of our pasture. The water we develop, it benefits the wildlife and the microfauna throughout the food chain. And the 15 months minimum of rest the pastures receive between growing season grazings mean that the grasses and forbs have adequate time to recover, thrive, and put down deep, healthy roots. We also like to use every opportunity that this award has given us to work with various organizations, conservation organizations, to show how proper grazing techniques benefit society by increasing the quality of wildlife habitat, the quality of air, and the quality of water. And that's probably been the most rewarding part of receiving this award.
That's been this week's Graze Nebraska Update, brought to you by the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.